Jack rose from the log that was his throne and sauntered to the edge of the grass. He looked down from behind his paint at Ralph and Piggy. They moved a little farther off over the sand, and Ralph watched the fire as he ate. He noticed, without understanding, how the flames were visible now against the dull light. Evening was come, not with calm beauty, but with the threat of violence. Jack spoke. "Give me a drink." Henry brought him a shell, and he drank, watching Piggy and Ralph over the jagged rim. Power lay in the brown swell of his forearms. Authority sat on his shoulder and chattered in his ear like an ape. "All sit down."
Jack is acting like some kind of king. Listen to the way he orders everyone around. "Give me a drink. All sit down." The log he sits on is described as a throne, and earlier it said he was sitting there like an idol, which is someone you worship almost like a god. Also, he's painted and surrounded by food. I can't help comparing him to Ralph, who was a lot more like a president than a king. Ralph always tried to remind people that they chose him to be leader. They voted, the way we do in a democracy. Jack couldn't care less about voting. He just wants power. Let's read more. Go back to the middle of page 150, where it says, "The boys ranged themselves in rows."
The boys ranged themselves in rows on the grass before him, but Ralph and Piggy stayed a foot lower, standing on the soft sand. Jack ignored them for the moment, turned his mask down to the seated boys, and pointed at them with the spear. "Who's going to join my tribe?" Ralph made a sudden movement that became a stumble. Some of the boys turned toward him. "I gave you food," said Jack, "and my hunters will protect you from the beast. Who will join my tribe?" "I'm chief," said Ralph, "because you chose me, and we were going to keep the fire going. Now you run after food. You ran yourself," shouted Jack. "Look at that bone in your hands." Ralph went crimson. "I said you were hunters. That was your job." Jack ignored him again. "Who'll join my tribe and have fun?" "I'm chief," said Ralph tremulously. "And what about the fire? And I've got the conch." "You haven't got it with you," said Jack, sneering. "You left it behind. See, clever? And the conch doesn't count at this end of the island." All at once, the thunder struck. Instead of the dull boom, there was a point of impact in the explosion.